World Cup fever is in full effect here in the city, and yet there are communities that have little access to the game. In the Brooklyn neighborhood of East New York, basketball is king. With few fields and gang turf wars, soccer is hardly the go-to after-school activity. But as WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports, one group is trying to change that.
After an agonizing hour and a half of homework, these restless 7 and 8-year-olds are ready to stretch their legs and play. They're at the Genesis Academy. It's an after-school program for low-income and homeless kids in East New York.
Stop right here so I can unlock the gate.
Their field is a fenced-in lot that's been cleared of about a dozen dumpsters on a dead-end block. The L train rumbles overhead. Street Soccer USA runs the program. It's a national nonprofit that's been working with homeless adults in 16 cities for almost a decade. It believes the skills that help you excel in soccer translate into valuable life skills. They're hoping what's worked for the adults will work even better for kids. Coach Caleb Olson, an Arkansas native with a taut ponytail, opens a massive padlock to enter their brand new field.
Slowly to the purple goal mouth.
Olson runs the New York branch of Street Soccer USA. The dozen or so kids, some still wearing their school uniforms, scatter across the field. They run up to the goalposts and slide on their knees like they just scored a goal. The asphalt here is covered with removable plastic floor tiles.
So one rule, we don't slide out here, okay?
And the mini goalposts are weighted down with sandbags.
And let's not pull on the goal. It might fall down, okay?
I'm the center. I like this. Here, see?
Olson's coaching mixes soccer skills with life lessons.
All right, so on the soccer field, why is it important to have a triangle?
Teamwork.
Teamwork, right. It's the support on the field. So you have some passing options, right? Off the field, you need to have support too, right? You've got friends. Who else? Maybe your teacher, even your soccer coach.
The mom.
Or your doctor.
A doctor too. Great.
Yeah,
those are all people that really care about you.
The dentist.
Flip it first and then do little kicks.
Then it's back to the fundamentals. Dribbling, teamwork, building a triangle out of small plastic cones.
Oh, snap. I did it.
Good job. Now we connect them all. Keep going.
9-year-old Elijah Santiago is wearing a U.S. soccer t-shirt. He's been playing the game for less than a year, but he's already hooked.
We work as a team. It's not being a ball hog, like in basketball with my friends. They just be real ball hog.
And then there's the coaches.
It's not like regular coaches when they screaming at you and stuff. It's like they're nice and they talk in a normal inside voice.
And so how does that make you feel?
That make me feel like I'm not doing anything wrong.
Donna Dickerson is the education coordinator at the Genesis Academy, the after-school program that partners with Street Soccer. She says in the last year, she's seen improvements in the kids' behavior. And she says the field is a welcome addition.
It beautified the neighborhood in some ways, because now when people are going by in their cars, they look and then they stop in the seat. You have people in the community wanting to know how do they become involved with playing soccer, because it definitely is no longer eyesore. It's a I want to be in there.
It's clear the program is having an impact, but the field is only open a couple hours a day, and nearby fields are often inaccessible because many kids are afraid of crossing gang lines to get there. The founder and president of Street Soccer USA, Lawrence Kahn, admits his program can't solve all the neighborhood's problems, but it's a start.
We come out, we eat lunch with people, we spend 2 months just getting to know people, becoming part of the community before we ever roll a soccer ball out there. We can literally grow up with these folks and be a constant presence in their life from age 6 to the time they graduate and go to college or go into the workforce.
As soccer fans around the globe fixate on the World Cup in Brazil, Kahn has been watching alumni of his own program competing in the Street Child World Cup there. He hopes these New York kids will be ready to play by the next World Cup in 2018. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.